Ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy coming here from the No Name Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
It's your boy, Trey.
I just can't even with you guys. Like, we didn't even leave enough time between the warm-up episode
and this one. We just came back on and he's giggling again.
It's a long time.
Because you said, the thing you said before we started so was, much. I agree with David Chappelle. Start.
I agree with Dave Chappelle. I agree.
What do you agree with?
I thought it was hilarious when he said, look, you can be whatever you want to be. And you can, you know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is right now is your best.
You know, that's getting edited.
Literally, thank you.
I'm just saying.
I was thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, we skipped last week. I guess I just have to just go all in for editing. So you guys are just making me better at editing.
Oh, I'm good. So. I haven't said anything, I don't think. Dustin is getting heavily edited.
Why heavily?
Your First Amendment rights are getting stripped, boy.
Why? Don't call me a boy.
Sir. So, you know, that was kind of, I got you. I see why it was so offensive.
Yeah. Damn it.
What about your boy?
Your boy in school, huh?
Yeah, I know. Just right, you can say that.
Oh, you can't say your boy.
I can't say your boy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's just like that time I was like.
Try to say it again.
I said my boy Trey. You said you can't say that.
You can say my boy Trey.
I can say my boy.
The way you just said it.
You know, that's all getting into that. You can say it, just not you.
Right.
Just like, I don't. Your southern drawl, yeah. It's just too much.
Yeah, you might. I can say it.
Said it a bit too slow.
Yeah. Sound a real old schooler. Oh, my God.
I never will forget. My former boss, my ex-boss, couldn't stand this guy, but he had like one of those South Georgia accents, and it was so bad. I laughed the very first time I ever heard him say it because the way he referred to black people. He said, I hired a colored fellow one time.
Boy, that is...
Wow. Oh, wow.
Well, how old was he? I'm curious.
He's older than me. Yeah, he's
like
in
60s?
His 50s. Yeah. Probably.
Well, maybe. No, 50s is an unexcused.
Maybe 50. Late 50s, early 60s.
See, it's some older folks who grew up in that time. Like, yeah. Can't let go of some of that language. And I was like, and I know they don't mean nothing by it, but it's like, yo, you got to get caught up with the time.
Never understood that.
Yeah, it's like some words I can't say that I grew up saying. like the R word. Mm. And now I know it's inappropriate. Jeremy, stop looking at this. I'm not saying it.
He's so very deep, contemplating thoughts.
They're like, what word are you talking about?
He's almost doing
it. I'm not saying it.
He's almost doing the Matthew McConaughey.
It is. He is doing it.
The R word. I know. I got you. Because, okay. So, I had to Google it.
Oh, gosh.
I had to Google it because when we had Flat Earth Dave on, he said that too, the R word. Oh. And when I was going back through editing, and I was like, the R word, you know, because I had to edit him a lot. I had to listen to the whole, like, every word. And he said, and I can't say the R word. So I looked at Amanda, I said, did he say the R word? She's like, yeah. And I was like, It's the R word. I didn't say it because I didn't want to sound stupid, and then I had to Google it, and then I felt stupid.
Well,
or what do you call that? Misinformed or not informed? I don't know.
You're just not. You're not with the times.
Not with the times.
You grew up in the '90s like I did. It's words we could say that we can no longer say.
I mean, you have to Google what it is you are and aren't allowed to say anymore. So I don't know.
That is true. That is true.
What's offensive this week, folks? Why don't you go ahead and tell me, Dustin?
What's offensive?
You want me to say it?
I thought that was going to be a segue into Mothman.
I don't think that's offensive. How is that offensive? How is Mothman offensive?
Well,
tell me about Mothman, and then I'll let you know how it's offensive.
The people have been waiting a whole couple of days for this episode, so cool. They want to know about Mothman.
That's cool. That's cool. I love the topic of the Mothman, man. I think it's like one of the coolest folklore legend type deals there is. I think it's just really cool. The first sighting of Mothman was like in the 60s, the late 60s.
Mm-hmm, 1966.
Yeah. And these five guys were like digging a grave.
They were hang on. Yeah. When was the first Sasquatch sighting?
Probably. Yeah. Probably around.
That was like around the same time. Well, so you're telling me we found Sasquatch?
Well, no. That's not the first sighting, because Teddy Roosevelt had an encounter with a Sasquatch, so that would be negative. Mm. The first filming of a Sasquatch was in the 60s. We'll say the most famous.
So you have
1721.
Okay, but the first filming was in the 60s.
Yeah.
So you had the first filming of a Mothman.
No.
The first filming.
They didn't film it. They saw it.
Oh. I thought they filmed it.
Uh-uh.
I was really going somewhere with this.
Yeah, they didn't film it.
Good try.
Yeah.
Because I was going to bring up that, and then the moon.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
A lot of fake going on.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. Makes you wonder. Huh?
Well, I will say that you can put them together this way.
Does that mean the moon is real or the other two are fake?
The fake moon landing.
Just thought I'd ask.
So you can go somewhere with this, though. The first filming of a Sasquatch, the most famous Sasquatch sighting ever, happened in the late 60s. The first sighting of the Mothman was in the late 60s, and then the fake moon landing was in the late 60s.
All right, pause, people. Let me go ahead and kill your dreams.
Yeah, kill my dreams, Ray.
No, not you can believe what you Mothman. This is when technology is just advancing. America's coming out of like a 1950s technology boom, so we get cameras now. So this is why this stuff is being filmed. There you go. They didn't have no cameras back then.
So the moon?
That's why
the Mothman.
They all got caught
in Sasquatch.
The new camera.
I still think it's amazing.
What about aliens?
Listen to this. Same. Don't you think this is amazing? It's amazing that a film crew in Hollywood made a movie before the moon landing of a space story where it shows the moon and astronauts and all this other stuff, and it was way more technology like driven and better looking than what supposedly actually went. And that costed way more money to make or fake than the movie made.
Mm-hmm.
It costed less money to make this movie, and it looked way more realistic and way better
than the actual footage.
The actual thing that happened, and that costed way more.
Well, reality is always
and
better, right?
Well, they spend so much money on that now, and they still don't have it. Like, yeah. They still don't. Anyway.
Are we talking about Mothman?
We're talking about the Mothman.
Okay.
So these five guys were...
Two guys.
I thought there was five.
It was? Yeah, I'm reading it. It says two.
I thought there was five. Maybe there were two. I thought there was five.
Two to five. How about that?
Somewhere between two and five.
There we go.
25.
Yeah. Somewhere between two and five guys were digging this grave, and they saw this Mothman creature, this weird humanoid-looking thing with these 10-foot wings... These glowing red eyes, fly and everything. They saw this. But that was the first sighting. You had something you were going to say?
No, I'm just reading it.
I thought you were.
Yeah, because you're on point. This is pretty crazy.
And what gets me, though, about this thing is that it's people, the folklore that comes around it. Okay, so every time somebody sees this thing, supposedly, though, bad things happen.
This is where it gets crazy, yeah.
This is, to me, where it gets weird. It's almost like a harbinger of doom, so to speak. So whenever somebody sees this thing, it always happens around the time something major happens.
Yeah.
Now there's no reports of from what I've ever read or what I've ever seen of a Mothman doing anything or the Mothman doing anything. He's never like hurt anybody. from what I've ever read. So it, to me, it's all, it's like a, you see this, it's like a bad omen type
thing. So like the first thing, the most famous sighting of the Mothman, to your point, was December the 15th, 1967. They saw him fly over a silver bridge. They say they, which is a group of people.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, a lot of people saw this. Okay. And then it flew over this silver bridge in Ohio, over the Ohio River. And minutes later, that bridge collapsed.
Yeah.
And they don't understand why the suspension chain broke.
Yeah. There's no, I mean.
Interesting.
You like this
and
one?
Then, and then was it somebody, and I saw this too.
Mm-hmm.
Mothman was actually seen, like supposedly there was a sighting of the Mothman being seen days before the 9/11 tragedy happened.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There was a sighting reported of Mothman.
Where at?
New York.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
And they have before earthquakes, tsunamis. Like, so it's pretty much like almost like a bad omen moth.
One of the coolest ones to me was a Mothman was reported being seen days before the Chernobyl thing happened.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You saw that?
Now, what does a Mothman look like?
A moth.
Yeah.
This is a big moth.
How big? He looks like a
10 foot.
Yeah. He looks, well, that's how big his wings
are. So he may be.
How tall are we standing?
I think 6 to 9 feet is what I read.
Probably
he's like a, and when I say he's like man-like, is he stands on 2 feet like a man, and he's just got the fur of a moth. I mean, he looks like a damn moth, and his eyes glow red. And
does he fly towards the light?
I don't know where he flies toward. They just say he flies.
You just spent all this time.
They also have a Mothman Festival, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is that located?
Probably Ohio. Virginia? West Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm passing.
Probably from where the first sighting happened, like Point Place, West Virginia.
So is there any surveillance video of Mothman?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know if anybody's ever said.
Was the last sighting in 2021?
The last sighting?
Or 2001?
It happened, I think, around the swine flu was the last thing I saw when the swine flu got reported.
What was that, like 8 years ago?
I think so.
Huh.
Let me see.
Is swine flu from not eating enough bacon?
No. It's the disease that the pigs get. So don't overeat bacon.
I love bacon.
I do too.
I can't overeat anything.
I ate some sausage this morning.
Dang it.
So did he derive from a cocoon?
Maybe the portal he came from looked like a cocoon.
Or do you think maybe he derived from a ball in an old lady's shoe?
I don't know.
Did you get that one, Trey?
A little bit.
A moth ball?
Yeah.
Just wondering.
A little bit. I expected
more out of you guys. That was a good one.
It happened again in 2007. I do remember that because that happened. He got sighting was reported before the bridge collapsed and killed 13 people.
Which bridge?
The IW-35 bridge. I don't remember what state that's in. But
so do you believe in the Mothman?
I think that it's not a person or not a creature like monster type thing. Here's my deal on it is I can't sit here and say, yeah, I believe in it. And I can't sit here and say it doesn't exist because of the other things that I do believe exist. I have to keep an open mind and say it's possible.
Yeah.
But what I think it is more of like a spirit. I think it would be more something that it's a spirit that somebody conjured somehow. And I don't know if maybe that person who was able to summon that thing and actually bring it here, they didn't know how to make it go back, or it comes and goes.
Kind of like you go in the mirror and say Mothman 3 times with the lights on.
Well, I think it's something that could actually come from another portal. I do think it's something that could come in and out of another dimension.
I may be with you on the spirit.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you have, I think people are able to see signs of something bad about to happen. I think we already know that like our brain doesn't process, you know, in real time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes we're able to, I don't want to say tap into another dimension, but I think sometimes we get a glimpse or a sign from people like, you know, when people die and they say, oh, I see angels or I see the deaf person. I think sometime before a really big event is about to happen, I would like to think that I'm gonna say the universe in this case gives us signs, like, hey, like a moth. Like a moth, it represents death anyway. A lot of people don't know that.
I did not know that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
No.
Let me Google that and make sure I'm right.
That's very you said that considering how this thing happens, is seen around all these things happening around these horrific tragedies.
Right.
Yep. Moths have been associated with death in various cultures and artwork.
Wow.
Is that because they only live for like a day or something?
No, they're just creepy and they eat things. I don't know. I don't know why.
Isn't the lifespan of a moth like a day or something like
Not the moth man. His is.
I mean, if he's only coming out for little points of time, then it could be he goes back to his cocoon.
Maybe I'm wrong about it being just time. A moth man. Maybe there could be more than one.
Moth
and when people. that one comes and gives you a sign that something bad's about to happen, he dies.
So
and
reason another one comes. So the reason I guess a more popular moth is called the death head hawk moths.
Wow,
and they're associated with death. These moths are active during the night, and these creatures, are just most associated with mysterious forces of death. They just have it. So I guess.
But don't you think it's cool though? I mean, let's just say like it's not
death for the moths.
I'm saying if this thing exists, don't
New
you
World
think
that's moth cool?
No, if it's bringing destruction on people, no.
What if it's not bringing it? What if it's trying to warn you, warn everybody? Hey, this something's fixing to happen.
That would be cool.
Yeah. So what if it's
a little guardian moth?
What if it is?
It's bringing the destruction.
Yeah, that's true too. It could be. But think about it this way. Native Americans, they actually believed in this thing, and they actually associated it with a thunderbird.
Like the fictional thunderbird?
Like I'm saying, like, what if people think...
But I thought the first sighting wasn't until the 60s.
Oh, that's from what the most famous one, just like the most famous Sasquatch sighting. So, what if people have gotten it wrong about Native Americans the whole time and saying, okay, they weren't drawing a thunderbird, or they weren't talking about a thunderbird. This is what they were referring to as a thunderbird.
Like a moth?
I'm just saying. They believed in Sasquatches, too.
They probably seeing them.
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
I know Ford had
you'll believe
them
about a Sasquatch, but you won't believe them about a Mothman, a Thunderbird.
Well, I know that Native Americans...
You believe dinosaurs existed? Mm-hmm. But you don't believe a Thunderbird could have existed.
Trey's a Ford guy. He knows the Thunderbird exists.
Man.
Just saying.
A lot of them in junkyards.
Be easy, buddy.
Anyway.
I think I don't know, man. I just have a hard time thinking that Native Americans, who I think are really smart, will refer to a...
Why are you laughing at that?
He said nothing.
Okay, the reason I'm saying they had some things going for themselves prior to that were different. You know what I mean? Like, they knew how to hide and get away. They knew how to attack. They had... Matter of fact, you got to remember, you love American history so much. The idea to do militia-type warfare came from the Native Americans because that's what they were used to do to them. So, I think if the Americans... I mean,
it happened during Dustin's favorite holiday.
Oh, gosh. Don't get me started. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
He even called it the right name.
Oh, my gosh. It's horrible.
He usually calls it something different.
So Native Americans would have to hide. They knew how to trek. Of course they would have had to find... It would make more sense in my brain for them to bump into Sasquatches. All right? You're pushing my envelope with a giant moth. They would just... Okay,
you do know that they have, since you believe in dinosaurs and you believe in science, you do know there is a giant owl. You do know that, right?
What?
There is a humongous owl that actually exists. And isn't it possible that this thing could have been seen and they exaggerated the size?
What are you talking about, a giant owl?
There is a giant owl. There's a huge owl.
Is it this thing right here?
No, I've seen one bigger than that. Not like in person, but I mean, I'm saying I've seen one. Like,
I was gonna say you'd be dead. I think owls are already pretty big.
No, right? There is. There's a huge owl. Or
them
maybe
jokers
they,
are scary.
What do you mean, huge owl? Like in the past?
It may be extinct now, but there was a giant owl. So I'm saying, if we know, presumably, dinosaurs existed, then wouldn't it be possible that these things saw one of those and then just confused and said, "Oh my goodness, I saw a moth man."
No, this
he's
isn't the
so
same
big that it could be a man.
What if it was the actually not a mosquito in Professor Jurassic Park's cane, but it was the Mothman?
What if?
What if?
No.
You didn't find anything on the giant owl?
No. This is the best I got.
No.
best I got, people. You don't know if you can see it, you know, online, but this is just like a regular owl. If you knew the name of it, which would probably be a difficult name.
Watch, I'll probably find it.
I don't know, man. The Mothman I will agree with you, it's a spirit of some sort, and it kind of comes right before destruction.
That's fair.
That's the most I can give it. I don't think it's an actual moth. I think it's a figment of people's ability to sense danger or death.
I'm going to push in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Mothman is actually derived from a mothball. And I think it's not just Mothman. It's moth people. And I think that these things show up out of the old lady's shoes all the time. And really, if you think about it, they're going extinct. Because when's the last time you saw a set of mothballs for sale at the Walmart? I mean, when's the last time?
I smelled them in old ladies' houses.
You smell them in old ladies' houses, but they probably having to buy them on Amazon now or something because they probably can't even get them at the Walmart.
What?
I'm just saying. So I say that to say you have the moth people, right? And they come out of the shoe at night and they check things out. And if they see any moths trying to eat clothes, they take care of those too because that's their job.
So don't mothballs scare moth away?
They do, but if you're the giant moth.
Wouldn't that be like your kryptonite?
That's all that makes his whole purpose.
I'm trying to make sense.
His whole purpose in life is to collect all the mothballs and do away with them so that the other moths
can't come out. No. No. That means
I don't think so, because then he is the mothball. He's got to go somewhere at night.
No, he's
me personally, I think it's a spirit that was summoned, and or it is summoned at different times. I don't know. I don't think it's a blood and flesh creature. I think it's a more of a.
But what if it was coming to warn people?
That's what I think. I mean, that's yeah.
Why would you have to summon
it? I think it does, but I don't know. Me, honestly, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I don't know the purpose behind the spell or the conjuring of this thing or why people do it, but maybe they're summoning it to ask it a question or to get answers for something to see into the future than this thing does. But
I have a vision.
I don't know.
Do you know the Scat Man song?
No.
No.
Where he's like, I'm a Scat Man. You know, you don't know that? Really? Wow. Wow. No. You, I'm shocked.
Scat Man?
Anyway.
Scat Man.
I just see him singing this, but with Mothman instead.
I'm a Mothman.
Yeah.
So, Jeremy, you don't believe in the Mothman. For real. You don't believe in the Mothman.
I've never even heard of a Mothman before today. So, I know more about the Muffin Man at this point.
Oh, my
gosh. And I still don't even know enough about that. And
oh, you do.
I know more than I thought I did.
Hide your wives, hide your kids.
Crazy.
Because the Muffin Man is coming.
I mean, Dustin has a theory about the Mothman. So now I have to say, because I haven't seen it, I can't say I don't believe that Mothman could exist. But I would think the world is flat before I think the Mothman exists at this point.
Wow.
That's fair.
Because there's a lot of facts about that.
I mean, you can't argue against that people said that they saw. I mean, there were reports of these things, and it just so happens the reports happened days before these events happened. So,
what were the reports like? Like reports that it was about, like the incident was about to happen, or what?
No, they got reports that it was seen.
Oh, okay.
And then days later, these events happened.
But did anybody say, "Hey, there's going to be a terrible event" or something like that?
No, I don't. Just do you think it's? But every time you think it's a coincidence that one scene and then days later.
No, I'm just asking. Like, and did they also report it before or after the event?
I have no idea. It just says it were reported. So
because I feel like that makes a difference. If the event happened on Tuesday and then you say on Thursday, I saw the Mothman three days ago. And he told me this was going to happen.
I agree with you, and I'm assuming that they said the reports these were reported before. And then, because then days later it happened, so I'm assuming that it came in before.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I don't know. Me, I think it's a spirit. I think it's a spirit that people are seeing in a physical form. Now, whether it comes, it's coming that like that, like a spirit, or it's something else that comes from another dimension. That's what I got. I don't believe it's a flesh and blood creature like Sasquatch is.
You don't?
No. I think Sasquatches are a species. I don't think Mothman is a species.
So you just think it may be something that's on the continuum of time and breaking through.
I think you can summon it if you have the powers to summon it, yeah.
That's a demon level.
It's a spirit.
I don't know.
You don't. We can't say it's a demon because demon means it's evil. You have. We don't know that it's evil.
That's true. I guess I take a neutral position on that part, but
yeah.
Yeah. All right, shoot. So you believe in you don't believe in a Mothman's physical, but you believe in his essence.
Yes,
I think I agree. What you got?
Like I said, I have to go with my. I haven't seen it, but I'm probably going to go with a not. But I haven't seen it, so yeah.
You probably won't never see it, Jerry. By the way.
Oh, if I can at least see that the Earth is flat, I'll feel better.
Oh my god.
Because I haven't seen that either. But you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You ever seen a demon?
I try not to. No.
But do you believe they exist?
You know, I assume so.
You think if I were to come in here and I sit down on the floor and I draw a pentagram and I light some candles and I do a lot of stuff and I could summon one.
You gotta be honest, you wouldn't be allowed in my house.
I know, I'm just saying, if I did though, you wouldn't allow that in your house. Why?
Oh, because I don't need it to be real, you know?
because it could be, or because it probably is.
That's how it is, but...
Yeah, I feel like if Mothman was in the Bible, I could probably get behind it a little more, you know?
Well, there is monsters in the Bible.
Just no Mothman.
Mm-hmm. It's a giant dragon. There's a giant dragon.
Leviathan.
Well, did you have anything else on Mothman?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, that's all I got.
Okay. Oh. Was that a moth sound?
No, it's my back hurt.
Oh, okay. He's summoning the moth.
The Mothman, yeah. Yep. He said, if you have enough power to summon it.
Do you know the Mothy Man?
Lived under a lake.
Red Rover, send Mothy right over, you know?
I think they exist.
It's possible.
I think
I don't say it's not.
Yeah. You want to resist so you can summon it.
Oh. If I summon
it, what? He's going to summon the Mothman to break about the New World Order.
Oh, right,
we might do that.
There we go. Yeah,
that sounds perfect.
Well, thank you everybody for listening.
New World Order.
Yeah, that's Dustin's tagline.
Tell us what I think. Mothman or no Mothman?
Mothman.
I'm curious what the people say about this one. I can't wait till they hear this one at church.
Send an email. That's what I say.
Send an email. Yeah. Come on the show.
Follow us. Like, subscribe.
Yeah.
Come on the show.
Smash that subscribe button.
We want to have you on the show. Whatever kind of story you got, come share it.
Fake news.
Did you need
you
that?
You are fake news.
There you go.
More than likely, I'll be on your side.
Thank you, everybody, for listening this week. We'll talk to you next time.
Remember, guys, truth's out there. Truth between the lines.
Yeah.